Well, sometimes I go out buzzing and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Well, since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hair and the way you like the dress. I want you to come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Did you have to go to jail? Put your house on up for sale? Did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch a thing. I hope you find the right man who'll fix it for you. Now you're shopping anywhere, change the color off your hair. Did you have to pay that fine that you were dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like the dress. I want you to come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over? Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think about all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hair and the way you like the day. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie?
Hello, hello.
Welcome to, wow, my headphones are really loud. Welcome to So Fresh, So Fine with C139, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform and Education
Radio.
Tonight, DJ Vitamin G is not here because she's not back from her NCAA tournament.
She did so well.
She played really well.
It was great to watch.
Almost kind of low-key fractured her foot, but the x-rays are clean, so it's fine.
Good clean.
Good clean fun.
Good clean fun.
But tonight we're joined by DJ Cam of Dana and Cam's Yams and or the
Dinner.
Supper.
Dinner. Dinner supper. how you go about it. Dinner, yeah.
So if you didn't already know, DJ Real Deal, aka me, I frequent the supper.
Yes. So we're about to mix it up.
Because
it's Thanksgiving weekend, and so
supper
always has to get supped up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Supped up.
Mm-hmm. Supped up.
Yes.
Yes.
So we're gonna do some funky things tonight. We have no plans.
No plans.
And only good vibes.
Good vibes. Great vibes.
Great vibes only.
Looking forward to it.
Like good, great enough vibes that like we just came back from Coachella.
Oh my God. It's not even like Coachella. It's like we're like originating or Coachella at this point.
Woodstock vibes.
Woodstock vibes. This is Woodstock. This is Woodstock vibes to the real.
So on that note, let's listen to some music. One minute. Let me find
like
something.
In like a cool second.
Just a... Let's listen to some Frank Ocean. Why
oh,
not?
Oh, I love Frank Ocean.
Frank
we're
Ocean's
playing.
Really good. We're okay, we're going to play...
Ivy.
I was going to play Pink and White. Let's do in Ivy and...
Let's play
Pink.
Both.
Let's play Porqué de los Dos.
Porqué de los Dos.
He takes Chinese.
I take Chinese.
All right, it's Jack.
I thought that I was dreaming when you said you loved me. The start of nothing. Thank you. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes, halfway on a slow move. It's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north, it's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land, so I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. Won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me. Showed me. You showed me love. Of a summer shade, nose dive in the flood lines, tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side, older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You were sure if you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool. You kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. Showed. You showed me love.
Hey guys, wow, we're back here.
Wowza.
Wowza.
Wowza. Radical night for everyone involved.
Yeah, so I've been doing homework and,
I have also been doing
homework. And yeah, I've been at my fraternity for...
Me as well.
For our meeting, our weekly meeting.
Always.
I had my fraternity Thanksgiving today. That was exciting.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. I came late, so I didn't get all the good food, but it's fine.
A Martha Stewart vibe? How would you describe it?
Not Martha Stewart.
Okay.
It was the vibe that you would expect when, like, 30 people try and cook for a lot more people.
Okay.
And
each individually or as a group?
Individual people brought it all. So it was
a potluck.
It was a potluck event geared towards Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
The stuffing was good.
It was good.
The gravy was good.
Really? What kind of beef stock?
I don't know.
Who made the gravy?
I don't know. I came late. I just didn't participate. But
okay.
I'm sorry to disappoint you. The chicken pot pie.
Yum!
It was pretty good.
Who made the chicken pot pie?
I think Alex Sheeman.
Okay.
She's on the soccer team, girls soccer.
Okay, yes.
So that was fun. Mm-hmm. And then I started out with the desserts, actually, because
Did you make anything?
No, because I was supposed to make pies with Frances.
Right, but she made many different... Right, Frances.
Frances...
Is what she, you call a double dater.
Yeah, she's a double dater. So she tried to sneak around and make pies with two different
Too many different members.
So we were going to do like a three-way pie baking thing.
But that's too much.
People bailed immediately. It was just too many people. It was a lot.
It was a lot of dicks in the kitchen.
Yeah. And so we didn't make pies. But I came to the Thanksgiving and I ate other people's pies.
Thank God.
I had
pecan?
No, there was not pecan. I was all so right,
that's,
pissed.
That's rude.
But there was pecan chocolate pecan at Carm the other day. It was really good.
Carm isn't stepping down recently though, so.
Okay, Carm has some good lunches. I will give them that. Okay, so there was like a period 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Might have been 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
If you came around like 3:30-ish into Carm, like an odd time, they had handmade flatbread sandwiches. One day there was like a goat cheese arugula balsamic
yum.
Flatbread.
Yum.
I was all up in that.
But they always go with like too hard on the fig. They're like, oh, yeah. We got a fig jam.
Yeah.
Like, right, I get it. You're like being pretentious and all this shit, but like, no.
No, yeah. So, but there wasn't fig in that one, to be surprised. I think there was a fig dip or something okay. like yeah, on the yeah, side. Because, yeah, yeah. you know, not everyone likes figs. You
no
know?
One, like,
and also,
my shit.
No one likes Fig Newtons. Why do people buy them? Don't tell me you like Fig Newtons.
Fig Newtons were always fed to us, like in
that's classic Ohio.
It's classic Ohio, by the way. Way to go, Tufts men's soccer for beating Kenyon College from Ohio.
From Ohio.
From Ohio. I'm from Ohio. And I'm going to say real quick, F off, Ohio.
Yeah. Ohio, not that great.
Poor.
Poor.
Like, not poor, like, classist. Like, poor, like boo.
Like, you're giving them a poor review.
Yes.
For clarification.
Yelp, I give a 1 out of 5.
Okay. Low, but it's fine. It's fine.
Okay. But we're going to play some Raining Men.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because that's some good
music. Because that's what we play every single radio show we do together.
We do.
Oh my God. And then we have to play You Can't Hurry Love. Because that's
yes.
a hit.
That's being played all around the radio station right now.
Hit the track.
Boom, 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 boom.
Hi, I'm the weather girl.
I'm the weather girl.
We have news.
News for you. Those umbrellas at home.
It's rising. Rising. All sources.
Place to go.
It's a night, not the first time. Just about half past for the first time in history. It's gonna start raining, man. Hallelujah, it's a raining man. Amen.
I'm gonna go out.
Alright, we're gonna stop this now. Okay, bye.
Absolutely soaking wet. It's raining man.
it. I'm the hottest around. They'll know it when they see you rolling them parlors around it.
I got a soldier.
With the top down, feeling the sounds quaking and vibrating your thighs. Riding harder than guys with the chrome wheels at the bottom, white leather inside. When them lanes be spitting at you, tell them don't even try to shoot it with Shell and kick it with Kelly or holla at B. You gotta be G's, you way out of your league.
We like them boys that be in them legs leaning. Open them out, they grill gleaming. Candy paint, keep their whip cleaning.
They always be talking that country slang. We like
that beat, they be in the back beating. Eyes be so low from the chiefin'. I love how he keep my body screaming. A rude boy that's good to me with street credibility.
If his status ain't hood, I ain't checking for him. Better be street if you're looking at me. I need a soldier that ain't scared to stand up for me. Known to carry big things if you know what I mean. If his status ain't hood, I ain't checking for him. Better be street if you're looking at me. I need a soldier that ain't scared to stand up for me. Gotta know to get dough and he better be street.
We like them boys up top from the BK. Know how to flip that money three ways. Always riding big on the freeway.
With that East Coast slang that is country girls. We like
low cut Caesars with the deep waves. So quick to snatch up your Beyonce. Always coming down, popping our way.
Telling us that country girls are kind of girls they like. For him, better be street if you're looking at me. I need a soldier that ain't scared to stand up for me. Known to carry big things if you know what I mean. If his status ain't hood, I ain't checking for him. Better be street if you're looking at me. I need a soldier that ain't scared to stand up for me. Gotta know to get dough and he better be street.
I know some soldiers in here.
Where they at? Where they at?
They wanna take care of me.
Where they at?
I know some soldiers in here. Some soldiers in here.
Where they at? Where they at?
They wanna spend that on me.
Where they at?
I know some soldiers in here.
Where they at? Where they at?
Don't mind putting that on me.
Where they at?
Next to the speakers, keep a toy in the trunk of the lat. A reform D-boy used to run in the trap. Still a soldier, go to war if you run in your trap. About my girls, ain't no thing to put you under the mount. Come off the streets, five deep with nothing less than a stack. And 80 carats on my chest provides a special attraction. 50 G's in my jeans plus the dough from the white. Hey, it's the reason I'm the king, girl, I know what you like. Come
if
on.
If his status ain't hood, I ain't checking for him. Better be street if you're looking at me. I need a soldier. And ain't scared to stand up for me. Known to carry big things if you know what I mean. If his status ain't hood,
ain't hood,
I ain't checking for him. Better be street if you're looking at me. I need a soldier. And ain't scared to stand up for me. Gotta know to get dough and he better be street.
I like them boys over there, they looking strong tonight.
Strong tonight.
Just might give one the phone tonight.
Phone tonight.
Homie and the dickies in my zone tonight.
Zone tonight.
He don't know it might be on tonight. Oh, he looking good and he talking right.
Talkin' right.
He the type that might change my life.
Change my life.
Every time he look at me, my girls be like,
girls be like,
that one may be the one tonight.
If his status ain't hood, I ain't checking for him. Better be street if he looking at me. I need a soldier that ain't scared to stand up for me. Known to carry big things if you know what I mean. If his status ain't hood,
ain't hood.
Cash money is an army. I'm walking with purple hearts on me. You're talking to the sergeant. Body marked up like the subway in Harlem. Call him BCF baby. Please say the baby. If you don't see me on the block, I ain't trying to hide. I blend in with the hood. I'm camouflage. Bandana tied. So mommy join my troop. Now every time she hear my name, she so.
I know some soldiers in here. Where
they at? Where they at?
They wanna take care of me.
Where they at?
I know some soldiers in here.
Where they at? Where they at?
Don't mind taking one for me.
Where they at?
I know some soldiers in here.
Where they at? Where they at?
They wanna spend that on me.
Where they at?
I know some soldiers in here.
Where they at? Where they at?
Don't mind putting that on me.
Where they at?
Hello.
Hello.
We're back. Sorry. I forgot I had to talk. DJ Cam is going to read a...
DJ Vitamin C going in for the...
Vitamin C going in for the...
PSA.
PSA is what they're called.
Think of throwing a house party?
I have thought about it.
Well,
don't.
If you're part of the Somerville or Medford communities, it's imperative that you're a responsible host. Are you a host? You can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It's also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests and remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic shots. That's very important.
So take shots of alcoholic and non-alcoholic?
So like a shot of alcohol and a shot of water.
Oh.
Mm.
I guess if you could get like fun if you take shots of like lemonade.
Oh, that's so fun. Or like Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Mm, yum. Mm. Finally, remember, it's illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old.
Underage drinking is bad.
Very bad. Such a behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000.
Wow.
Wow. As well as to a year in jail.
Did you... Oh. Speaking of...
There's
an ambulance outside of our radio station. Probably taking care of a drunk... Underage drunk.
Exactly. Don't be that. This message is brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov.
Massachusetts, yep.
/SKAP.
SCAP.
SCAP. On to the music.
Now let's talk a little. Do you want to talk a little?
About what?
Let's talk about Thanksgiving. What's your favorite part of Thanksgiving?
The food.
Well, clearly.
Also, how drunk I get at family dinners.
Really?
Yes, I get very drunk at family dinners.
I haven't drank at Thanksgiving yet.
Last Thanksgiving, it was just me and my mom, so we both got pretty drunk.
Swag.
How about you? What's your, like, overall feel of Thanksgiving?
I like Thanksgiving. To be honest, I really like sparkling cider.
I love sparkling cider.
And that's what I've been given every single year since I've been born. And I'm fine with it. I don't need the alcohol.
Really?
I like sparkling cider.
So this last Thanksgiving was the transition between sparkling cider, which we'd always get.
Right.
To then wine.
Oh, that's nice. I like
it. It was the transition. And it was really nice.
Yeah.
So we always play Trivia Pursuit afterwards.
Aw.
All right, so Trivia Pursuit was much different from last Thanksgiving, which me and my sister won because we were both sober ones, to now, where we're both very much...
My mom's listening. Hi, Mom. No, you can still speak. It's fine.
We were much more...
My parents have been in my frat with me. It's fine, everyone.
Right. But, like, it was much more, like... comfortable.
Yes. Relaxed.
Relaxed Trivia Pursuit, where someone won because they weren't drunk.
You love to hear it, Mom.
Cherish Mom. Shout out to her.
Shout out. So that's like your Thanksgiving tradition?
Yes.
My Thanksgiving tradition is we always go on a hike with my neighborhood group, like in the morning.
How big is your neighborhood group?
Normally it's probably about a group of like 10 people, but my like the big neighborhood group is like 30 people.
Okay.
Five families, like 30 people.
Wow.
25 people. But it's like super fun, and we go to like the beach together, and we went camping every year for since I was born. And like, now we go to on beach trips together, like beach weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So like senior week, did you have that after you graduated?
Yep.
It's like that, but like your parents are there too, and it's fun.
So would you go on like hikes with your entire like 25 people?
No, the hikes that I normally go with my family and one of the families in the neighborhood group.
Okay.
So it normally averages around 8 people.
And then your entire like Thanksgiving meal would just be like your family?
My Thanksgiving meal is my family and then my aunt and uncle And sometimes some of their my cousins, I don't really know who shows up.
Like anyone who wants to.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fun.
Normally it's my cousin and his girlfriend, but they've been going out for like 10 years, so like I don't know what's happening there. And then sometimes my other two cousins. And then just sometimes people show up. I don't really know.
Like a fun, spontaneous thing.
Yeah. Wait. But it's like, but it's always at their house.
True.
And the gravy is so unbelievably
What's your
good.
Favorite meal? Like, what's your favorite dish?
I really like cornbread stuffing.
Oh, yum. Yum.
I'm also...
We have turkey stock stuffing.
Uh-huh.
And it's so good, but I want cornmeal so bad.
Cornbread stuffing is unreal. But I also like the traditional stuffing.
But
sometimes they put mushrooms in it, and I hate mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. We don't fuck with mushrooms.
No.
But ours is the cranberry. My mom put cranberry stuffing with mashed potatoes, maybe.
Ooh.
It is so good.
Interesting.
It's like very refreshing.
I believe you. I am new to the cranberry game. Last year was the first time I tried the cranberries.
No, fresher from the can.
They're cooked fresh. They're not canned jelly.
So we do both in
really?
Ohio. From the, yeah.
In Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we're a very like intermediate state.
Okay.
So like some of us do
the traditional
canned,
yeah.
But half of the family loves the fresh. So we mix it up.
Yep. I love it. What? Okay, so you're getting dessert at Thanksgiving. What are you getting?
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin?
Yep.
So we do this thing at my Thanksgiving where you can have any kind of pie you want in any amount. So really? I normally get all three. Because normally there's three pies. And you get like little or like smaller slices of each type of pie. So I normally try and get them all. But
between what? Between pumpkin, pecan,
okay, what? Pumpkin, pecan. My mom makes this really good bourbon pecan pie. It's unreal. No raisins. It's disgusting.
No.
I hate raisins.
A bourbon with raisin? Rum-soaked raisins are the best things ever.
Okay, but that's like different.
Really?
I think it's different.
I don't think so.
So, bourbon pecan pie, apple pie, always unreal. You can't say no.
You can't.
But to be fair, sometimes I don't pick the apple pie on the night of Thanksgiving because... The apple pie is always better second day. Second day apple pie 100% is
I
never
100%
worse than the first.
Agree. No one's ever like, oh my god, the pecan pie was better the next day. No,
No.
The apple pie was
guaranteed better.
Yep.
Without a doubt, no fail, always better.
Always better.
There's
always
no question.
Yes.
On that note, let's play some music. I think we had a request for Buttons by the Pussycat Dolls.
That was requested by someone who no one knows.
No one knows. It's also might be Gigi's favorite song too. So
I love that song.
Yeah, so hit the track.
You gon' do to me, but I ain't seen nothing. I'm telling you to Only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Oh, shall I stay? Would it be
shelf.
Let's get rich and buy our parents' homes in the south of France. Let's get rich and give everybody nice sweaters and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain, making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I. Let's get rich and get
neighbors and teach them how to dance. Let's get rich and build a house on a mountain, making everybody look like ants. From way up there, you and I, you and I.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
I just saw Cam's license. It's so funny.
I just wanted to quickly say I was 16.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people grow up in that period of time.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I've never been happier.
Yeah, nice. I used to be gross.
Oh my God. You were such a cutie.
Nope.
Nope. Okay, moving on. Wow, that made my night so much better. I was having a bad night, only doing homework.
Ugh. F off.
Wow.
Can you play Cerebralis?
Yeah.
It's like kind of an emotional night.
Yeah. What are we? Brave? King of anything. That's it.
Wait. What else? Gravity? Play Gravity.
I don't think I know Gravity.
It's emotional.
Okay. Well, I guess we gotta play it.
It's emotional.
It's emotional.
Emotional. It's a draft. I'm gonna dance this song.
Okay.
Something always brings me back to you. It never takes too long. No matter what I say or do, I still feel you here till the moment I'm gone. You hold me without touch. Keep me without chains. I never wanted anything so much than to drown in your love and not feel your rain. Just the way I'm supposed to be. back to you. It never takes too long.
Wow, we're back.
Yes.
Yeah, so we never checked how many listeners we had.
Let's check.
I'm assuming four. Optimistic four. Six!
Six!
Wow!
Six! Wow, that's impressive.
Hey, everyone!
How's everyone doing?
Wow.
What's the name of the show?
So Fresh, So Fine with
C139. And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.
We have to wait until...
Oh, shoot.
We're going to say that again in like a minute.
I was just like preparing it.
Right. Yeah, so thanks for listening tonight. We, again, didn't have a plan.
I think we put it off well, though.
Yeah, I think we pulled it off. We talked about our hometowns, talked about some traditions.
Everyone's looking forward to this Thanksgiving weekend.
Everyone's looking forward to going home.
Oh, totally.
We are.
Can't wait to be there already.
So excited.
Wish I was home right now because everyone else of my friends are, so.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
A lot of public schools.
Like your home friends?
Yeah.
Or your like Tufts friends are home?
No, like home friends.
Okay.
Because everyone else gets like a week off for Thanksgiving.
So. Except for Tufts.
The only nest has school to not get an entire week and a half off. Or fall break.
Or fall break.
I don't understand it.
Why is it
we start every...
It makes October so long.
So long. And like, November.
And November. November is really long.
Really long. Because we don't even get to think, like, at least in October, we get, like,
it's such a
Indigenous
long,
People's Day off.
Yeah. It's just such a long stretch. I guess you could say we got Veterans Day, but Veterans Day is on a Friday, and no one has classes anyway, so it doesn't count.
Agree.
So, thanks for listening.
Have a great week.
Have a happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
And you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio
and educational. Let's keep the education.
Always remember that.
This is a university radio station. So
I'm the Diane Reem of my generation. So
okay, well, okay, keep that up. Yeah. So thanks for listening, everyone. We haven't been posting the hype posts at all. Just completely dropped the ball.
But go Juju for getting that. She did so amazing this entire season.
She did so, yeah. Shout out to Juju. She killed everything.
Vitamin G.
She's my inspiration.
Mine too.
She deserves everything she wants.
Good for her.
And all the love and hugs and snugs and...
Love Juju.
Food that she wants. She loves. She deserves it all. A great human being all around.
Great.
Can't wait to... Hopefully she's home. Maybe I'll get to snug.
Yes. She deserves
so
it.
So excited. Okay, we're gonna close things out. Thanks for listening. Maybe we'll post a hype post the next...
Tonight. Maybe.
No.
Who knows?
Nope. Not tonight.
Maybe just next year.
Next, you know, optimistically, maybe we'll get one early December.
Early December, look out for it.
Maybe if we have a plan, we might drop a hype post.
Just get ready for anything that might
just
happen.
Just prepare yourself. So here's another sadder song. It's called Make You Feel My Love by Adele. Bring out the tissue boxes.
When the rain is blowing in,
to the ends of